We're not demanding higher raises. We're not going out for extravagant needs. We're going out to preserve what we have. And so that is also a reason why we thought it was, you know, it was tough to make the decision, but it was a good decision to make to strike. We're not asking for something extravagant. We're asking to keep what we have.
Isabella Rivera, foreclosure prevention paralegal from Legal Services in the Bronx. 2 weeks ago, she and other Legal Service employees walked off the job after negotiations broke down with management over a work contract. In downtown Manhattan, the sound of generators were being used to power buildings after Hurricane Sandy, but on Wednesday, a generator at One Chase Plaza was powering a 20-foot plastic rat, often seen outside buildings where there's a worker dispute. Legal Services staff were rallied outside the offices of Milbank, Tweed, Hadley and McCloy, where Chair of the Board of Legal Services NYC, Joe Genova, works, who they claim is leading the drive in downsizing Legal Services staff. Union members voted unanimously to walk off the job when management presented a work contract that they said would lead to cuts in healthcare benefits, a cut in retirement contributions, and zero cost of living increases. Ian Davey is an attorney in the Bronx Office of Legal Services and a member of the collective bargaining unit.
There was a meeting on Friday. There was a delay of about an hour. We were sitting at the table waiting, and then management showed up, and they said they didn't really have anything for us, that they'd give us a new contract proposal on Tuesday, which was yesterday. Yesterday morning they called and said that they needed to cancel, that they were still preparing a proposal, and that they expected to be able to give that to us today. So we're meeting today at 1 o'clock, and we're hoping for something, you know, that allows our members to get back to work and continue to do the work we love on behalf of our clients.
And how many workers has this affected?
Well, the union is comprised of about 219 attorneys, paralegals, and staff, so it's directly affected them. What we worry about more is the effect on our clients, certainly a short-term effect. We, you know, tried to prepare our organization for this because we kind of saw it coming, but mostly the long-term effects, because we know that the cuts that Legal Services is trying to demand will really affect the ability of the organization to retain experienced advocates, and will really affect the clients we provide to our the services we provide to our clients down the road.
And who uses Legal Services?
Low-income New York City residents, you know, families, the elderly, individuals, anybody who needs help with a civil legal services issue. That includes immigration, housing, family law, Social Security, you name it. And we have offices throughout all the five boroughs. So we're in the communities. We're a community-based organization trying to, you know, to make sure that people have access to justice.
You've got a lot of union support. Who's involved?
It's been pretty amazing, the support we've garnered. You know, out here today, you saw Transit Workers Union, Association of Legal Aid Attorneys, SEIU 1199, and we have a number of other, you know, letters of support that we've received from various unions and other labor organizations throughout the city. It's been overwhelming and, you know, incredibly helpful and supportive.
Later on Wednesday, after the meeting with management, Davey released a written statement, quote, "We received today a new proposal, the first since the membership voted to go on strike on May 15th, and we'll be going back to the table to meet with management at 1 p.m. on Friday. Our goal, as always, is to ensure a fair contract that allows staff to get back to work providing quality legal services to New York City." We contacted the Executive Director of Legal Services, Raun Rasmussen, about the contract negotiations, and he released the following statement, quote, "Our managers are working hard to make sure that all current clients are receiving excellent legal services, but many of our offices have had to reduce or close intake altogether. For low-income New Yorkers desperate to find legal help, this strike is hurting them the most because they will have an even tougher time trying to find legal assistance. We are anxious to have our staff return to work and hope that the offer we put on the table yesterday will be acceptable." Members said they are united and willing to stay out on strike until they get a fair contract. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.